What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
Back to our show here, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. So let's go to Mark in North Carolina. Aloha, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, what's on my mind is I wasn't even going to bother calling today. But I just heard this guy, Nathan, mention my name in not a very nice way. So I just want to say what this guy sounds to me like is the typical Trump bot, who thinks no matter what Trump does, everything is fine. Just go with the plan, everything he's planning. Okay, in the meantime, I don't know. I don't think the economy has really improved much, if it's improved at all. Most of the people who got a break on that tax thing were actually the rich. Most of us didn't get much of a break at all. I got maybe about $20 or something. But besides that, this clown fails to mention about all the stuff going on in the Middle East, that we're on the edge of war, why Trump would push through the worst, most murderous neocon criminals in his, actually three of them, because you also got to remember Abrams as well as Pale.
Yes.
And both in some of the highest positions of the foreign policy. Okay? And why we're so close right now to a war with Iran, why he got out of the Iran deal, one of the few good things I think Obama did. And on top of that, like you mentioned about the vaccines, he hasn't done, not only hasn't he done anything about that, but he actually, when with this silly thing about the measles, he's saying, oh, you said everybody should get the vaccine, even though he disputed it when he was on the debate stage, said they were dangerous. The guy's a hypocrite. He's a fool. He doesn't know what he's doing. Not part of the plan. And I forgot to mention Julian Assange, too.
Yeah.
Not only the fact of free Assange, but Obama was never putting Assange in jail. This comes from Trump and his Justice Department and his administration as a whole. And he won't do anything to free this man. So the guy's a hypocrite. And this guy, you know, put me down. Dustin, who I really like, I think Dustin's a really good guy, really knows, you know, what he's talking about. And I like Layla, too. She may not like me, but I like her. Okay? I understand why she's bitter. I'd be bitter, too. So, you know, all of that stuff. So for him, like I said, if he wants to call in, if you can arrange it, we'll have a three-way conversation. I don't care. I'll show him up for the fool that he is, for the Trump bot that he is. I have it out with these people all the time on my, I've been unfriended by a bunch of people now on Facebook. People, you know, I used to be a big supporter of Trump when he ran. I wanted to believe what he was saying, but he lied. Just about everything he said is either a lie, and even the border. He doesn't do anything in the border. Every time he gets any kind of resistance, he backs down. Backs down right away. This is a joke what he's doing too now too. You don't make an announcement like this that you're gonna do. That's part of the law. You should be doing that all the time. You should be rounding these people up. They don't belong in this country. Get them out. That's immigration law. That was done before DHS. Told you, I was in law enforcement myself. I was in law enforcement and correction. When you had an immigration hold back then, you didn't dare let somebody go. That was it. They were gone. Immigration came by, picked them up. Adios, amigo. Or au revoir, if it's French, whatever. Whatever the language. That's it. Trump is a phony. It's a fake. That's why I don't like him anymore. That's why I'm supporting Tulsi Gabbard. Okay? I don't like a lot of Tulsi's policies domestically, but my attitude is this. Once we finally, if we can bring down this empire, and it's an evil empire, every empire has ever had, the world has ever had, is an evil empire. I want the Constitutional Republic back.
Yes.
Once we get rid of that empire and we can cut our budget, that bloated military budget, like at least by half, if not more, then we can look at things we might be able to do in this country domestically, and we can talk about it. We can't do anything until we get rid of the empire. As long as we have that empire, as long as we got to butt in to countries it's none of our business, as long as we have other countries lobbying to keep us either in a war footing or at war, in this case I'm talking mostly about Israel and Saudi Arabia, maybe Ukraine on top of it, okay? As long as this goes on, we're up, you know what, creek without a paddle. So this guy Nathan, you want to talk, would it be okay if he calls and we have a three-way conversation?
Well, I don't know if he's going to call back after hearing what people are saying about him. And I'm also getting a lot of email about him, you know, that he was an obvious troll. And
I was thinking that, too. He's a troll. But he's definitely a Trumpster, okay? He's definitely one of these clowns that you see, you know, going along. Or just stick with the plan. Stick with the plan. Assange isn't really being held in Britain. He's actually in the United States talking to Trump. Trump is using him for... come on. We're not stupid. I mean, there are people maybe that dumb that'll believe that, but anybody with a half a brain is not going to believe that nonsense. Assange is rotting in that jail there in Britain, and Trump won't let him out. Trump got the key. He let him out. So, you know, who's he kidding? He didn't do anything for Tommy Robinson either when Robinson made that appeal to come to the United States. Did Trump do anything? No. He didn't do nothing. And by the way, at this thing, it's this thing with the that White House conference day they had about the tech companies, he didn't do anything about that either. It's a big joke to him. And he didn't let that one guy even into the White House, the guy who makes memes, because the guy talked again, I forget his name now. Anyway, because he makes he did a,
Ben
a
Garrison.
Meme about Soros. Yeah, Ben Garrison. He made a meme about Soros. He said, oh, he's anti-Semitic. Anti-Semitic. Soros is a criminal. You talk about anti-Semitic. This guy was a Nazi war criminal. He was a collaborator. Okay? And he's one of the worst individuals in the world today. One of the most evil men in this world today. Yet Trump. But Trump, I understand, actually had to borrow money from Soros some years back for some project, I think, in Chicago.
Yes.
So let's not kid ourselves about Trump, Mike. Okay? I wasn't even going to call. I'm getting really fed up with all this stuff, you know, because I see this country going to you know what. I see it turning into crap. And I just, you know, it bothers me. It hurts me because I do love this country. I don't like to see what's happening to it. So I'm getting to the point where I'm just starting to say, you know, listen to my music, enjoy my hiking, work out at the gym, and enjoy my dogs and my weekends and stuff. See my kids and my grandkids. And, you know, because I'm getting fed up with this stuff, Mike. I really am. It hurts.
Okay.
It really hurts. So that's all I got to say, Mike. But it's, again, if this guy wants to call, hey, I'll make a monkey out of him. I promise that. Okay?
Okay. Well, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go and switch over to Stuart in Florida. Stuart, thank you for waiting patiently. What's on your mind?
Okay, how you doing? Well, you and Mark said a lot of what I wanted to bring up, but you know, the thing is, I know people who, you know, they're still, you know, Trump is doing the best he can and said a lot of things like that possible troll you had on a couple of callers ago said, and you know, they can't handle the fact that you know that Trump is betrayed on so many issues. It's really. It shows you don't have to be a Democrat to be part of a cult, because it is a Trump cult. I mean, and then they'll give you, well, he's being sabotaged by everybody else. Well, the thing is, like you pointed out, he doesn't fight. You know, all he does is cave, and then he feeds you the BS. You know, it's the greatest economy in history. You know, Iran is a big sponsor of state terrorism. And, you know, the guy's a total joke, but, you know, maybe what's worst of all is the guy is an absolute coward. I mean, as you have pointed out many times, why aren't these mayors and governors being arrested for having sanctuary cities? Why is he announcing, like Mark pointed out, a raid that he's going to conduct when one, it should be, you know, ongoing, and two, you don't announce it. And then we have the latest issue with the census. he caved on that. And the guy is absolutely, he's an actor. He's not a leader. He's, you know, he's trying out for Broadway. And, you know, maybe he'll make it. You know, he's doing a good job that way. And with that, I'll sign off. Thank you, Mark.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go and switch over to Jeff in North Carolina. Aloha, Jeff. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
First of all, Mike, I'd just like to say that Nathan up in New Jersey is completely wrong about everything that he said. All the manufacturing deals that are being finished up now were in the ground well before he even ran for office. That's number one. Number two, Mark in North Carolina, you're absolutely right. Dustin in New Jersey, you're absolutely right about everything. Mike, you are always right about pretty much everything, especially when it comes to war. You know, and everybody listening to this knows, that they are trying to crank up a world war because they know the economy is fixing to collapse and they want to blame it on a war. They can't blame it on the bankers. They can't blame it on you. They can't blame it on me. But they can damn sure blame it on Iran or Russia or China.
Uh-huh.
Every time we turn around, they've cranked up a whole new war. They have followed the plan just like Wesley Clark laid out a long time ago. Trump doesn't say anything about Yemen and the crisis going on in Yemen. When he ran on Julian Assange's ability to cough up 35,000 emails belonging to Hillary Clinton, and then, as soon as he gets arrested, oh, I don't know him anymore. He hung out with Jeffrey Epstein for way more than 15 years. We got pictures. We even got the flight records from Jeffrey Epstein's plane. We know how many times Trump was on. Who else was on? No, it wasn't that many people. It was Trump and Clinton. A lot. A lot. And they're going to sit around and say, oh, well, we didn't know anything was going on. Oh, Trump supposedly this huge businessman that's all savvy and everything. He can do deals and do this because he knows people. But yeah, he doesn't know that Jeffrey Epstein and what he's up to, the guy that he's palling around with, the guy who lives three doors down from him, right out of Mar-a-Lago, Florida. His house is three doors down from Trump's house in Florida. And he's going to sit there and act like, well, I don't know these, you know, what is he going to do with the guys, the 200 people that he just now brought up to Washington? These so-called social media influencers who are supposedly getting banned and demonetized. None of them have been banned. None of them have been demonetized. He brought up a bunch of guys that were already sponsored by YouTube. Their channels were already being fulfilled by YouTube. They still collect huge amounts of money, and they're all Trump bots, just like Nathan from New Jersey. They won't look at anything. Just like the immigration thing that's going on now. Trump said when he was running, well, I'm not going to telegraph anything. What do you do, Trump? You telegraph everything. You telegraph more than Obama did. Obama, in the same time in office, kicked out more illegal aliens out of this country in his same time in office. In his same time. He says he's not going to telegraph stuff. Well, we're going to send the ICE out. Well, how many people did they arrest? 20 people. Well, damn, at that rate, it's going to take 6,000 years to get these people out of our country. And that's all I got to say. I'm sick of the Trump bot. I'm sick of the Obama bot. I'm sick of the Clinton bot. All of y'all are frauds and liars. That's all I got to say. Have a good day.
All right, have a good day yourself. We're going to let you go and switch over to Peter in Los Angeles. Aloha, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
This is a contentious day, Mike.
Yes, it is.
Wow. I'll tell you what, I have to agree with most of the callers here. I even agree with the initial guy that, you know, Trump talks about things that haven't been talked about, but how do you avoid it? I mean, I voted for the guy. How do you avoid looking at the homeless, you know, stuff that's in California? And how do you avoid looking at the wars? And Trump talked about all that, but everybody else is right as well. He hasn't done jack crap about it. And whatever it is, this country, Mike, is in. I know that you agree with me. I agree with you, actually, the way it really is. But this country is in a death spiral in so many different ways. Fiscally,
yes.
Militarily, international relations and politically, culturally, In every way, we're being invaded by these illegal aliens. Our country is controlled by the guys that Mo was talking about. Mo is absolutely right. And whatever, if Trump can talk about it, big deal. It was enough to get him elected, but that's not enough to get us out of the death spiral. We need to have somebody that can take forceful, courageous action. And
yes,
this guy is not capable of doing it. He can talk a game, but he hasn't done really anything at all. And you know, when we're arresting these sanctuary people, when he can kick Sheldon Adelson out of the office and actually do something for the United States and not for Jerusalem or the Golan Heights or anything else they want, when he can get something going on Hillary Clinton, I mean, come on. You know, and right about Jeffrey Epstein, too. This guy, again, it's all part of the Israeli thing, suborning everybody, suborning Clinton, suborning Trump, suborning everybody. And it all leads back to Israel for that. By the way, it's all right in Israel to round people up. It's all right in Israel to have a wall, you know, but they certainly will not allow it here. And, you know, if we don't do something, about our political system, we're able to move on it, which means getting rid of the Israeli fifth column. And if we don't do something, the first biggest problem is the immigration thing. We're being swamped like Sweden.
Yes.
This country's finished. We're in a death spiral, and we need somebody stronger than this moron that we got right now. And hey, the guy's gutless. He's gutless. What can I tell you? He backs down. You know, as soon as he runs any resistance at all, the guy will back down. So that's my take on it, Mike. But one more thing, wanted to say, there was that article that Ron and somebody else referred to it today on organized crime and you ran that article. And it's really, really worth reading about who organized crime and how we've been led to believe all this time it was the Italians. And
yes,
the media, which we all know who that is, has completely expunged the participation and even the dominance of the Jewish mob. So
yes,
Anyways, it's worth reading, and there we go.
Well, Mayor Lansky was Jewish. And Bugsy Siegel, and but you're right. Corporate media has portrayed all organized crime members as Italian and all drug dealers as South American.
Yeah, and you know, Mike, I've said this before on your show. When any organization, when you control the finances of any organizations, which Meyer Lansky controlled the finances, and you also control the enforcement and muscle, which is what Murder Incorporated, look up Murder Incorporated. It was almost entirely Jewish, run by Jews. They murdered 1,000 people in enforcing mob rule organized crime rule. And if you've got the finance and you've got the muscle, you are that organization.
Yep.
You know, there's nothing else but finance and muscle. The old expression that from The Godfather, where you know, the Lansky character says, "Mike, we're bigger than U.S. Steel." Who's going to give that up? Nobody's going to give that up, and they haven't. Epstein's just another manifestation of it. And by the way, remember in Godfather, Mike, it's in the director's cut, where the Waltz, the head of the studio, another Jewish guy,
yeah,
just like Harvey Weinstein kind of guy. But they're having a party for that little girl who's a little girl star. And Tom Hagen walks in. But in the director's cut, when he goes over to the guy's house, that little girl is over there too. And the implication is clear. He's a pedophile.
Yes. Okay.
Anyways.
All right, Peter, I got to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials. Back with another phone call after these few words.
reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And looking at the email, one comment here I think has bearing on the current discussion. Trump has shown himself to be incapable of loyalty to those who helped him get elected. Julian Assange's leaks were instrumental in getting him elected, as was the alternative media, although I prefer the phrase independent media. How has he stepped in to help Assange? He denies he actually appreciated and named WikiLeaks as being good. What about InfoWars and Alex Jones? They've been deplatformed. I agree he's a coward. He's also a whole lot of other things that do not deserve respect. All right, we're going to go back to the phones now to Miles in Maine. Miles, thank you for waiting patiently. What's on your mind?
Thanks, Mike. I never called twice, but I had to at this time. And it's not because I'm a Trump cheerleader by any means. But, you know, this caller about three calls back, he mentioned Dustin. Dustin's not right on everything, period. Dustin's a good call. Dustin is right a lot of the time. But he's not right on everything. Dustin's also a self-avowed Democrat, so take that with a grain of salt. You know, we talk about Trump. These people are talking about Trump. Let me ask you, Mike, have you ever seen anybody who the Democratic Party hated, the media hated, the world hated, and the Republican Party hated? I mean, is it any surprise he can't get much done? Yeah, Trump's made some mistakes. He sure has. He's not a politician. That's evident. He's made some mistakes. nobody would have brought up vaccines. Nobody would have bothered with this immigration on the Democratic side. Hardly anyone wanted to touch it on the Republican side. Trump has done something with this economy. You look in Tennessee, I think it's Volkswagen, just had a $7 billion expansion. Nissan, who practically runs the state, there's no state tax here because of them. So what are these people talking about? You know, I'm not a Trump cheerleader, but I'm going to call a spade when it's a spade. You know, it's ridiculous. And this guy's talking around, wasn't it Trump that decided not to go in Iran against Bolton and the rest of the crew?
Well, he called off bombing them in response to the shoot down of the Global Hawk, but I don't think we can safely say that the decision has been made not to go into Iran.
Well, what had happened had he bombed them, though, that day?
Probably just would have dropped a lot of bombs, and that would have escalated the situation. The question was going to be, what would Iran have done?
Well, no, the question is, what would Russia have done?
Fair enough.
And see, a lot of people do not look at these things. They're reactionary. Peter surprises me. He's a great call, and I like Peter. I like all these guys. But you know what? For them to say this about Trump, the guy that the media hates, the world hates, the Democrats hate, and his own Republican Party hates, okay? Give the guy some slack. You don't have to give him an awful lot. But to say he's done nothing, oh, that's just nonsense. That's absolutely myopic stupidity.
Again, I'm going back to the 2016 campaign. He campaigned on vaccine safety, dropped the ball on that. He campaigned on cleaning up our very crooked election system. He's dropped the ball on that. He campaigned on Hillary in prison. He's dropped the ball on that. He campaigned especially on pulling us out of all these foreign interventions, and instead we're plunging further in. He campaigned on lowering prescription medications. They just pulled the plug on that one yesterday. So I'm sorry. In terms of the campaign promises, he's a disappointment.
Okay, but if you get the ball rolling and nobody picks it up, what can you do about it? My point is this. He made a point of it. Nobody else touched the question. So you know what? It should have been up to some of these congressional and senatorial people to stand up there and say, you know what, this guy's got a point and I'm going to get behind him. But that's not what happened. He's fighting all these different factions. But for people to say that he's done absolutely nothing is so myopic and just so unconscious for people to say something like that. He's done some things. He's tried some things. And like you say, many things he didn't try that he said were campaign promises. But the guy has done something. And to totally say that he's done nothing, you know, he's been able to effectively walk this line. You know, people talk about how he is with Israel and all that. He is buddy with Israel. But look what he's got going. He's got Bolton and all those people. You know, it took a lot of courage for him to say, we're not going to attack Iran.
You know, probably courage would have been not getting Bolton and Pompeo there in the first place, because they're the ones who are out there pushing for all the wars. Trump talks a really good shot, but as the other callers have said, you know, he tends to back on down. Somebody says you're going to have Bolton as your national security advisor. Okay, Bolton gets to be the national security advisor. You're going to have Pompeo as Secretary of State. All right, Pompeo gets to be Secretary of State. And Trump is all hat, no cattle, as far as I can see.
Well, and you know, here's the thing, though. You look at that, okay, and you see, and people can leverage it as to what Sheldon Adelson's doing. And I don't even know if he's still alive, even, is he?
Yes, he is.
You say, people say that he got bolted in and he got this guy in. Well, who in the hell got Sessions in? And he didn't do anything.
Miles, I'm going to have to let you go here. We got to take another break for commercials. Back with another phone call after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it. It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here, and we're going to go right back to the phones to Paul in Montana. Aloha, Paul. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, Mr. Rivera. All these people that are calling in and talking about President Trump's inability to fulfill campaign promises, they all have to be aware that Trump is the head of a Vichy government, just like France was for the Germans in the 30s. America is for Israel in the 2019. Everybody in the United States government, congressmen, senators, et cetera, all of the political appointments since Eisenhower, they're all from Israel. You know, we're in Israeli occupied territory. So talking about Trump's inability to do anything, that's totally ridiculous. Wake up! We're in occupied territory, just like Gaza, just like Palestine, just like South Africa. And with that, I'll get on out of here and listen to you on the air. And thank you for your patience.
All right. Well, thank you for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Frank in New York. Frank, thank you for waiting so patiently. What's on your mind?
No problem, Michael. Thank you for taking my call. There's a local radio station I call, and I give them a list of 10 broken promises by Mr. Trump. May I list them?
Absolutely.
Okay. He didn't stop funding for sanctuary cities. He didn't build a wall. He didn't jail Hillary. He didn't get us out of the Middle East. He didn't get along with Russia. He didn't reinstate Glass-Steagall. He didn't overturn Obamacare. When they were talking about infrastructure, which would help out the working slobs in this country who got to drive to work, he walked right out after 2 minutes and said they were calling them names. I mean, they've been doing it for 2 years. He never put a cap on the deficit. And Roger Stone had said indirectly, or actually directly, that he knew that 9/11 didn't happen the way it was, and he was going to investigate it. And that never took place. But a couple of things he did do, the Saudis who were involved in 9/11, he sold them a ton of weapons. Congress, the Democrats in the House, the Republicans in the Senate, they said, we're sick of the slaughter over in Yemen. Cut it off. Stop it. Quit helping these people. He vetoed the bill. He undermined Roy Moore. He's turned his back on Julian Assange. Okay, he's increased sanctions on Russia, and he has hired more guys from Goldman Sachs in his time period, as if after 2 years, okay, now he's been in there longer than now since then, but he had hired more guys from Goldman Sachs than Obama and Bush combined in their entire careers as president. Okay, that's all I have to say. You're doing a great job, and I understand where some people are coming from, but that's all I hear. Oh, the economy, this and that, and Trump is great, and he can't do anything. He could do a lot of things. He could put the military on the border. He could stop a lot of the stuff. He could stick up for Julian Assange. There's a lot of things he could do. Michael, thank you very much for taking my call. I appreciate it.
All right, well, thank you very much here. We're going to let you go. The phone lines are now empty again if you want to call on in. So getting on back to immigration, apparently, Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is continuing to push lies about the migrant detention centers, even after a man was killed attempting to attack one. And she's out there making claims about how the lights are kept on all night, depriving people of sleep conditions. She said, it's really all about the cruelty. Now, Mike Pence went on down there to take a look and find out if things were really as bad as Ocasio was saying. And all the media could do was sort of rant on and on about how Mike Pence just ignored the children, didn't pay any attention to them. So more spin here. So basically, we have a government that reads your email, requires a real ID to travel, and listens to our phone calls, but can't ask about citizenship on the census. Now, that caller mentioned that Trump has apparently already folded on the citizenship question. I had not heard that, and I'd like a confirmation about that. I thought it was still going into the court system. But, yeah, look at the 14th Amendment. The census is supposed to ask about our citizenship to make sure we're eligible to vote. Democrats, of course, insist on background checks for all Americans who want a firearm, but no background checks for illegal aliens so they can vote in our elections. Trump has asked the Supreme Court to unfreeze the Defense Department money set aside for the border wall. Now, two lower courts have ruled against the administration in a lawsuit over the funding. Last week, a divided three-judge panel of the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in San Francisco kept in place a lower court ruling preventing the government from tacking Defense Department counter-drug money to build a high-priority section of the wall in Arizona, California, and New Mexico. And again, back in the 1990s, there was funding passed by Congress for 700 miles of border wall, of which only 33 miles were built. And I don't know about you, I'd like to know where that money went. I'd like to know who said, we're going to pull the plug here. Now, the Democrats are out there screaming about, you know, guns and mass shooters and got to take the guns away here. Unfortunately, the numbers are showing that the police in America kill far more people than mass shooters. And apparently, mass shooters have claimed the lives of 339 people since 2015. It's a very large number, but during the same time frame, police in America have claimed the lives of 4,000 355 citizens. Now, yes, some of these were armed and dangerous. Others were innocent, unarmed, and included small children. So, okay. Apparently, after Trump's social media summit, there was a little bit of a kerfuffle where this outspoken Playboy magazine writer nearly came to blows with conservative activist and former Donald Trump aide Sebastian Gorka. This was in the White House Rose Garden. The Secret Service had to intervene. This encounter happened in full view of more than 100 right-wing social media stars who were at the White House for a summit focused on the grievances against Twitter and Facebook. So Playboy's White House correspondent Brian Karam, who doubles as a CNN political analyst, started the melee by telling the conservatives they're a group of people that are eager for demonic possession. And Gorka shouted, "You're a journalist, right?" Playboy's still in business? It's been a long time since I actually bought one of those. I know that lovely mansion has deteriorated, especially after Hefner passed away. Apparently it's in bad shape, and it's up for sale. It's a beautiful, beautiful house. Okay, so anyway, it's a social media summit. Trump gave a good speech. He railed against the censorship of conservatives by social media and labeled the Democrats communists. And then the White House cuts the live feed to take questions about transparency. Ironically, Twitter went out worldwide on Thursday as attendees gathered for the social media summit at the White House East Room, but came back up before remarks in which he accused the tech brand of making it intentionally difficult for people to follow him. There was that big stink in that court case about Trump blocking people who were attacking him on Twitter, and the court saying, can't do that. This is a public forum. The First Amendment applies, which I think could be extended to say the same thing about all of Twitter and all of Facebook and all of Google. These are public forums, and the First Amendment does apply. But the judge basically pulled the rug out from underneath the argument that Twitter is a private company and therefore exempt from the Bill of Rights. Okay. In a freewheeling speech akin to his performances at campaign rallies, Trump praised conservative social media figures for the blank you come up with, got applause for calling the mainstream media fake news, and bemoaned his own apparent difficulties with Twitter. And nothing will be done. Okay, so here's an interesting application for computers. Apparently, researchers from Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory have trained an artificial intelligence system called Word2Vec to read scientific papers to see if there was any latent knowledge that humans weren't able to find on the first pass. And the study published in Nature on July 3rd reveals that the algorithm found predictions for potential thermoelectric materials which can convert heat into energy for various heating and cooling applications. The algorithm didn't know the definition of thermoelectric, though. It received no training in material science. Using only word associations, the algorithm was able to provide candidates for future thermoelectric materials, some of which may be better than are currently in use. So basically, it's making discoveries in scientific papers that are overlooked by weary, mere human beings. Getting back on out to the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, they've rejected bids to temporarily block a rule on federal funding for abortion clinics. The appeals court let a June 20th decision stand by a 7-4 vote, allowing the Trump administration to strip federal funding of clinics that failed to comply with Title X regulations. And California, Oregon, and Washington were granted requests in lower court to reconsider the measures. All right, more troubles from the world of Microsoft. Apparently, the Windows 10 cumulative update released by Microsoft on July 9th is reportedly causing a restart notification loop on some of the computers where it was installed. And the issue was reported by Windows users on several websites and support forums, and basically all describing the same problem, being told to reboot their devices again to finish installing the update, even though it was already installed. A little bit of an oopsie there. All right, Flower Foods is voluntarily recalling hamburger and hot dog buns and other bakery products from Walmart after plastic, small pieces of hard plastic, were found inside the food, pieces that could cause a choking hazard. So I have to keep an eye out for that one. Okay, this one's going to turn out to be a major lawsuit. Apparently, the Focus and Fiesta models of Ford cars have a flawed transmission. And what can happen is if, under certain conditions, the cars can slip into neutral while you're driving down the highway. And Ford is saying, that's not really a safety problem. Obviously, I would disagree. But apparently, they have known about this transmission problem for a while. They sold the cars anyway on that justification that if the car slips into neutral, it's not really a safety problem. I think the courts will disagree with them. Yeah, it is a major safety problem. Boy, can't make anything anymore. Over in Norway, we're getting the usual song and dance about a radiation accident. And it has to do with the Komsomolets submarine that sank off Norway's Bear Island following a fire on board that resulted in the loss of life of 42 of the 69 crewmen on board. It's resting now at a depth of 5,577 feet. The submarine's nuclear reactor and two nuclear warheads are still on board. Now, as is the case with any radioactive source that can't be recovered, there's ongoing monitoring. And a good example would be the radiation capsule from Apollo 13, because they weren't able to crash that limb on the moon, and it had to bring the crew back to Earth. They actually dumped it in the ocean, and it still had that fuel capsule attached to it. I go down and check that one every once in a while. But getting on back to the Komsomolets submarine, scientists recently recorded radiation at the wreck site 100,000 times the normal level for the Norwegian Sea. And apparently what they're dealing with is radioactive cesium and about 100 becquerel per liter, which is very high. So the maximum level measured in a sample at the wreck site was 800,000 times higher than normal. Scientists noted that other samples taken from nearby did not contain elevated levels of radiation. Well, good. And of course, down there at 5,000 feet, we're not expecting there to be visitors. Very, very dangerous stuff here. Okay. Japan's Hayabusa 2 probe has touched down for a second time on the asteroid called Ryugu. Took a lot of very amazing photos. And basically, they've got the main navigation camera and a publicly funded camera looking past the sampling mechanism. And this is where the spaceship has touched down to get a hold of a sample of this material that was blasted out by the penetrator a couple of months back, where they basically blasted a crater because they wanted material from inside the asteroid, not just the outside. So good for Japan. Great that they're doing that. So photos from the camera show views of Ryugu's surface at touchdown. The second shows the nearby rock before and after the sampling itself. All right, story out of Zero Hedge here. There's a new scientific study that just busts open deeply flawed assumptions underlying human-caused global warming, the Green New Deal. And it really comes down to the degree to which climate change is driven by natural phenomenon versus man-made issues measured as carbon footprint. Okay, more about this when we come back from these words from our sponsors.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with FrontSight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, FrontSight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, FrontSight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And we're talking about this study that was done up in Finland, where they have been basically looking at how much of the climate is driven by natural forces versus human activity. And basically, the Finnish team found practically no anthropocentric climate change. They did a whole series of studies and basically said during the last 100 years, the temperature increased about 0.1 degree centigrade because of carbon dioxide. The human contribution was 0.01 degree centigrade. So why the big fuss over the last several years? Well, apparently a leading member of the United States Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change told a German news outlet that the purpose of climate change, the climate change agenda, is to redistribute de facto the world's wealth by climate policy. So that's what it is. It's socialism. They want to use climate policy to take wealth away from those whose work has produced it and say we have to give it to these other people because they're too warm or too cold or some such nonsense. This is coming from the IPCC itself. This is coming from the UN official. The purpose of the climate change agenda is to redistribute the wealth. Miley Cyrus is out there stating she refuses to have babies with her husband, Liam Hemsworth, until there are fish in the water, as she claims we're living on an angry piece of S planet due to global warming. So apparently she didn't get the memo from either Finland or the United States. So in an interview with LA, the 26-year-old who married Liam in December said she refuses to reproduce until we live on an Earth with fish in the water. Well, Miley, I hate to be the one to tell you this. There are fish in the water. I know because I go down to Aloha Tower and I see them all the time here. Speaking of fish, apparently a real-life Jaws swam into the waters of Martha Vineyards. Was estimated to be 25 feet long at about 5,000 pounds. And 25 feet was the length of the shark in the fictional book, later the movie, Jaws. So, yeah, we're going to need a bigger boat. We're definitely going to need a bigger boat. All righty, over in Michigan, there's a family, and their homeowners association has ordered them to remove a statue of the Virgin Mary from their front yard. Apparently, it violates the CCNRs, and the Michigan family believes they're being unfairly discriminated against by the homeowners association. But while I'm a great believer in religious freedom and respect of each other's religious symbols, those homeowner association rules and regulations, they can be very intense, and you do need to pay attention to them. All right, there's the music. Time for me to get on out of here and get something useful done with the rest of the day. Stay tuned for John Studmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of wonderful things to share with you. Please take what you learn here, share it with everybody else that you know. Please donate to Republic Broadcasting. Please donate to whatreallyhappened.com. And we'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.